Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Are you signed up for Pedal the Cause yet? A lot of people are, Ronj.
No, they better hurry up.
You better hurry up and sign up. Pedal the Cause 2025 returns September 20th and 21st. The registration deadline is coming up on July 1st, where registration rates increase from 125 to 165 after July 1st. But first, let's get all the details on the incredible event. David Dreyer, Executive Director of Pedal the Cause, joins us in studio. David, it's good to talk to you again.
Hey, good morning, Amy. Nice to be here.
All right.
You too.
It's good to see you.
Pedal the Cause is September 20th and 21st. I feel like if you live in St. Louis, you've probably heard of Pedal the Cause. But let's assume you haven't. What's the elevator pitch that people need to know?
Well, the elevator pitch and the long form I'm handing out to the classroom right now. That's our 15-year impact report. So this will be number 16 coming up September 20th and 21st. The elevator pitch is we've raised over $51 million in those 15 years, all for cancer research at Siteman Cancer Center and Siteman Kids at St. Louis Children's Hospital. Last year, our 15th year, was our most profound, prolific fundraising year at $5.2 million.
Wow.
So this community has really, really settled in and become just a major force in cancer research. As we keep moving up, Siteman Cancer Center, as our beneficiary, keeps moving up into the, I mean, they're well into the top 10 nationally for what they do, comprehensive cancer care, and in the top three for the research that they do, which is part of that equation that makes them a top 10 cancer center. And that's where we play well with them. We give them unrestricted funds based on the community coming forward and saying yes to this proposition of jumping on a bike and doing something good with that bike.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
In over 15 years, I mean, the $51 million donated, that's a huge number.
It's a big number. And those researchers, that seeds new research projects. So in fact, next week, I'm on a committee call that is approving the next tranche of projects. There'll probably be 8 to 10 projects that are getting anywhere from $150,000 to $250,000 each to get them started and let these young researchers at Washington University and Siteman get underway. They have gone on over these 15 years to attract $14 for every dollar we initially invested from other sources. So we're talking in excess of $500 million in research dollars that this project of ours, Pedal the Cause, has incubated. It's pretty cool.
It's so cool. And I think maybe what people don't realize is when you're talking about getting the funding these research projects, that these are projects, these are cancer cures that would never see the light of day if they didn't have this initial funding. So we currently have people being treated, not just in St. Louis, but across the country, with cancer treatment breakthroughs that never would have seen the light of day had there not been the funding from Pedal the Cause to seed that initial research. That's insane to me.
It's insane.
That's crazy. I mean, and it's so cool that it's happening right here in St. Louis. But I think for most of us, I don't really know how cancer research funding works. Probably, if I didn't know you, if I didn't know Pedal the Cause, I'd be like, oh, doesn't the government just pay for it? Not realizing you have to get it started.
Right. Right. The government will only pay for ideas that are proven beyond a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really tough for new ideas
to
find their footing. That's where we came in. We realized in that what we call the cancer ecosystem, there was a dearth of venture capital coming in to allow these new projects to get started. So in a philanthropic way, we became the venture capitalists for cancer research.
And honestly, it's probably more important now than it ever has been, just because of a lot of the cuts that have been happening over the last few months.
Much more important. Much, much more important. You know, the dust hasn't settled on where the NIH funding will really be, what level it will be cut to. We know it will be cut, though, because certain cuts have already come through and been communicated as cuts. You know, if it's a 60% cut, it's catastrophic.
Yeah.
To advancing cancer research, and therefore catastrophic to really our lives and our lifespan. You know, if it's a fine tuning of 10-15%, maybe it's actually good, where it strengthens the whole system. But it needs to settle somewhere in between that.
Yeah.
You know, 10-15, not catastrophic. Beyond that, it becomes problematic. But at 60%, it's really tough.
Let's get to the Pedal the Cause event itself. As people may have picked up on, riding bikes, Pedal the Cause, which is a great play on words. But there are so many different distances and different ways to participate. I know those have changed over the years. I know the routes have changed over the years.
Yeah.
What do people need to know for 2025 as far as biking options, stationary options, virtual options, and so forth?
Yeah. So there's a lot of options in 2025. You can get on a bike and ride anywhere from 10 to 100 miles. So there's a 10, 20, 30, 50, 65, and 100, all road. So a road bike or a cross bike or even a gravel bike you're using on the road would work for that. So that really appeals to all levels of cyclists or non-cyclists.
Yeah, like the 10-mile is a chunk that's a doable chunk for non-cyclists.
My grandma can do the 10-mile. Come
yeah.
on. So, I mean, that's a no-brainer, really, even if you're not actively on a bike, but as long as you're ambulatory and able to get out there and breathe a little, you're going to do fine on the 10-mile. And by the way, in 5 miles in, we have a rest stop for you. So that you can hang out for a while and have some nice snacks and beverages and then make your way back the other mm-hmm. five.
So let's say you want to do this, but you don't have a bike. Is there anything for folks like that?
There's I can give you three options. There's the stationary bikes. So we have a spin session in the morning on the fixed stationary bikes can register for. And that makes it real easy. You just bring your water bottle and get there, find your bike, and ride for an hour stationary. You can rent a bike. Big Shark is our partner there, and they are renting bikes, and you can find that info on our website. And we've also been able to, in collaboration with Big Shark, come forward with a bike buying opportunity. It's about a 50% off deal. You can get a really quality bike that goes road or gravel. There is a gravel option too.
Okay.
With a wonderful Cannondale helmet, all for $229. And I mean, this is about almost a $600 value in total if you were to just buy that outright. That's through July 1, and that's a thank you if you register. If you register, you have the option to buy a bike as well for that $229. So it's our way of saying thank you if you just want an extra bike, or it's our way of saying don't use not having a bike as an excuse for not registering. Because at $229, hey, you can rent a bike for 2 or 3 years and pay more than what you're paying to own a bike for a lifetime.
I can tell you this. Having with my second book, Powered by Hope, the Terry Grieg story. Yeah. Pedal the Cause featured in that book prominently. Terry Grieg and Pedal the Cause will let you know there is no excuse. There is no excuse. You can get out there and ride. They'll make sure there's no excuse. She is a force of nature, a force with Pedal the Cause. And as you mentioned, all these different options, even the stationary bike. If someone, last year I was out of town, and if someone is out of town, didn't you say like you can get involved that way virtually? How do you do that?
Virtual, same registration site, but you just sign up as Inspired, which is our code name for virtual. It's meant to invoke that you should be inspired to do whatever activity you so choose when it's convenient for you to commemorate your involvement and fundraising effort in this cause. So you can be in Santa Barbara walking 10 miles. You can be in upstate New York jogging 5 miles. You can play a round of golf in Michigan. You can do whatever you so choose and say, that's my pedal moment. Mm-hmm. And it does not have to be on the weekend. If you can do it on the weekend, you know, September 21st, it probably feels more in solidarity with, but it's not paramount. Well, it doesn't matter to us. We encourage anybody virtual to send us a quick video and we'll post it and say, here we are. And we love it because we'll get people in South Africa, in Hong Kong, throughout the United States, in Canada, that are sending in their videos about their virtual activity commemorating their pedal and what they've raised in those locales. All, again, coming back here to support the research at Siteman and Siteman Kids.
And where does the ride start this year?
Family Arena.
Okay.
St. Charles. Yeah.
Is that your second year there?
It'll be our second year there. This will be my 16th year riding, Chris. And coming down here, I was reflecting, like, people ask me all the time, 16 years, how do you do that? And I have to confess, I think I'm an addict. Yeah. I think I'm addicted to Pedal the Cause. In fact, I think we need a warning on the website. Highly addictive.
But it's not bad for you, your health.
It's so good for you.
So you don't need a warning.
It's so good. It is so good.
Highly addictive, Pedal the Cause, is definitely less threatening than like, once you're in, you can never get out. Like, it definitely...
Well said, Guido.
You can never get out. It really is. People. I mean, it's so... It's so.
Isn't the
so
Roach much... Motel? Isn't that what that was?
What?
Once you check in, you can't check out.
A little Scarface or a little.
What about the Hotel California? Right. You can check in, but
there
you can't leave.
There you go.
Yeah, I feel like all of that's much more threatening, though.
I think that's about drugs.
92% of our top fundraisers come back every year.
That I know because I feel like I know a handful of them, and it is a calendar moment. It's on the calendar for people every year. Yeah. It's so much fun. There's so much community. It's so positive, too.
I think it gives back so much more than it asks of you as an individual. It's amazing how you feel after you've done a little training over the summer, maybe reached out to friends and family that maybe you haven't spoken to in a little while, saying, hey, I'm making this effort to improve our world here through this. Mm-hmm. Would you help support? I'm trying to raise $500. Can you give me 25 or 50 or whatever it is? And you're always pleasantly surprised by people saying, of course, I'm glad you reached out. I'm happy you reached out. Let me do what I can. So you end up getting so much more out of the endeavor than what's asked of you to participate and be part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And cancer has touched the lives of, I think, pretty much everyone listening in one way or another. And like I said, so many of my friends who are involved in Pedal the Cause, one overcame breast cancer. And so she's involved with her husband, and it's just very personal. Yeah. And like I said, it's also very positive. There's enough negativity out there to come to an event like this. It restores hope.
Yeah, it does restore hope. All right. Hey, like the Blues, we have a new brand, new look.
Yeah, new logo. They announced it.
They're not stealing our thunder. So we've updated the look, the logo, the mark, if you will, after 15 years.
Nice.
A little fresher. Feels really good.
I like it.
Hopefully it's iconic from this point forward. And there's two colors here. So Chris is letting Amy choose gray or blue.
Yeah,
I was
going to
let you choose.
He was going to let me pick while you were out of the room.
Oh,
shh.
That's super rude and problematic.
All right, now I'm disinvited. Okay, forget it.
No, this is good.
Yeah, you know what? I'll take them both.
That's awesome. We're going to discuss this off air. No, I love both hats. Ronge, you pick.
Nope. I already decided.
All right, I'll take the blue.
Thank you. Gray it is.
It matches. It matches something.
Okay, do not. See, he's pointing out my gray hair on my face.
See, I knew I liked
that
David.
That wasn't nice.
He's redeemed. All the problems are fixed.
He's actually angered us both now.
Yes.
But do not let that prevent you from getting involved with Pedal the Cause.
And sign up before July 1st.
Yes.
Because the price increase is July 2nd or July 1st?
It's the second.
Okay.
So July 1st, the last day, you get that $125 registration fee. And September 20th and 21st is Pedal the Cause coming up here. So again, you have a week to sign up for it before it gets more expensive.
And then you can sign up day of at the more expensive rate. All the way through September 20th.
If you're feeling wild and crazy, sign up the day of.
Money is no object. Yes. And I like to fly by the seat of my pants.
Yes, which was a secondary slogan. Fly by the seat of your pants. Pedal the Cause.
David Dreyer, Executive Director. Pedalthecause.org. Go there. David Dreyer, thank you for coming in again. Good to see you.
Thank you both.
It's the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why do you refer to 104 FM when you are 11:20 a.m. station? It is very deceptive when I am listening to AM radio instead of FM with a 10-second delay, period.
I love voice texting.
What does he mean, We are on 104.1 FM, period. I do want to know, what is his issue?
Angry face emoji.
He's asking, why do you mention 104.1?
Because we're on 104.1 FM.
We are on 104.1 FM.
What do you mean?
But he's listening on AM.
Okay, great. You can still listen on 11:20 AM. You don't have to...
If it's upsetting to him...
Then you're deceptive people, you know that?
Yeah, if it's upsetting to him...
We're not lying to you. We are on 104.1 FM.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy to find. The frequency modulation.
Well, I just think if it's upsetting, he should switch to 104.1 FM. That way he is listening to the station we are advertising.
It is possible.
Yeah.
he's out of range of the FM signal and still picking up AM wherever he is.
That's a great. I thought you were going to say it is possible. He is very old.
Whoa.
I just thought you were going to say that. Like maybe he, you know, doesn't want to change the channel.
Let's recap, Amy. We have acquired the 104.1 FM signal. It happened months ago.
Legally, we didn't just steal it.
Yeah, we didn't just.
You made it sound like we were able to sneak in and take it in the middle of the night.
It's not like Crimea. We didn't just walk in and take it, you know.
We did switch at midnight.
This was all done legally.
I know it sounds sketchy that we switched in the middle of the night. But that was planned.
That's how it normally is.
Well, that's how you commit
crimes. You can't switch right in the middle of the day where you're listening to
the
music.
The middle of the night is when you do things if you don't want anybody to know about it.
Or on a Friday. You do it on a Friday. It's called the Friday News Dump at 4 o'clock.
That's right.
So, we did the 104.1 FM thing months ago. We are still on 1120. The AM signal stretches farther. You can listen to it farther out in the state.
We have one more voice message. Okay. Another complaint.
Is it the same?
This is from Don. Uh-oh.
They don't know what the they're doing. You understand that?
Okay. So, Don.
Thank you for leaving a voice message.
Don from Washington?
Yeah, from D.C. it says.
Was he getting on a helicopter, Don? Don sounded like he was getting on a helicopter.
They don't know what the they're doing.
Wow. It makes you wonder what Don does.
I don't know. Must be important if you're getting on a helicopter. Has anybody ever gotten on a helicopter and it wasn't all that important?
I did.
Of course.
I did. It was they were this guy. It was a real estate thing. And he was showing off this new development. And my cousin and I, who were like 12, which now that I say this out loud, he's like, do you guys want to ride in the real estate helicopter? And we're like, sure.
There's a real estate helicopter?
There was. This is before the crash. This is before 2008. And there was. And so we got in the helicopter and he flew us around. And now that I think about it, I don't think my parents knew. We were like at a festival or something. I can't believe we did that. I would never get in a helicopter now.
Oh, no. It would have to be Marine One. That's the only helicopter I think I would get in. Or a rescue helicopter if I was stranded somewhere.
If you were in Marine One, we said, okay, Ronch, you can go on a ride in Marine One. But the president will
be
in there with you.
I'd rather be on Marine Two.
The vice president's?
Yeah. No, I would take either one. I would, yes. I'm not a big fan of either of those people, but I would ride for sure on the helicopter if I was invited. Absolutely.
Huh.
How would you turn down a trip on Marine One?
I don't know.
Force One would be really awesome. And then I'd talk about how I've seen the movie.
Well, I guess it proves he's not really Hitler or Mussolini, because if you believe that, I would like to think you wouldn't ride in a helicopter with Mussolini.
Well, probably. I mean, maybe at the time, because you'd be safe.
I'm just saying,
right?
We cannot like the guy, but he's not an actual...
Well, I'm not calling him Hitler.
Okay, just making sure.
I have never referred to him as Hitler or Mussolini.
That's good. Because otherwise I would be disappointed if you rode in his helicopter.
I think there are some dictatorial tendencies, but I don't think he's either of those two people.
There are definitely some dictatorial tendencies.
Is that a correct word? I sure hope so, or we're in trouble. Hey, you need to participate in our poll at Chris Amy KMOX. Should men wear shorts, or is it okay for men to wear shorts?
Should men wear shorts? Yes, it should have been phrased as, is it okay for, how did we
in
phrase
a, in
it?
A, in a, well, just the question is flat out, should men wear shorts?
That sounds like they have to all the time.
Yes, but the question
means
in a non-athletic setting, is it okay to wear shorts?
Yes.
Or a non-athletic, non-beach setting?
What? Who made that? Why would you say, should men wear shorts? Why did you not even say, is it okay?
Tom Ford started this.
Is it
Tom Ford is the one who said a man should never wear shorts in the city. Ever. So that's where we're getting this, okay?
Dictatorial.
It is a word.
Thank you. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji, 104.1 FM and 1120 AM, KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Horrible,
gas.
Terrible.
Oh. What?
No, that's that guy over there. I have body odor. I smell
Pajeski?
Like yeah, I smell no. like meatballs. Dude. But I'm not.
Dude,
gassy.
He's like that's worse. He's like Nicor over here. This guy.
I'm not gassy. I smell like meatballs, but my mom texted in. Isn't that what the elf told the fake Santa? But that was meat and cheese. Not meatballs.
What are you talking about?
When he goes, you're not Santa, you smell like meat and cheese.
Oh, Elf yeah. from Elf. Will Ferrell.
That's right.
Elf. Okay.
All right. The horrible, terrible news, which I actually found out yesterday. As you guys know, and I think Ronge is on my side, I love the mall. I love the mall.
Yeah, of course.
I love malls. Mm-hmm. I love everything about malls. I love the food court. I love the department stores.
I do too.
I like that Hot Topic is still kicking it. Nordstrom inside the St. Louis Galleria is closing this summer. Nordstrom in the Galleria will close its doors forever on August 24th. I feel like crying. I feel like this is such a bad sign. Now, I will say, if there is a, I don't want to call it a silver lining. It's not a silver lining, but the only way reason it's not complete doom and gloom is that they do have a new tenant coming in. It is
Dick's House of Sport.
Yes, Dick's House of Sport.
Which I've never heard of.
Which is the same Dick's.
As Dick's Sporting Goods.
As Dick's Sporting Goods.
And
they have a whole experience. It's a sporting experience.
And so this is not the first Nordstrom that is being replaced by a Dick's Sporting Goods of some kind. It has happened in other areas.
Really?
Yes.
That I did not know.
Two of them in Massachusetts earlier in the year mm-hmm. announced that they were converting from Nordstrom to Dick's Sporting Goods.
So, but Dick's House of Sport, Michael Calhoun covered this story this morning on Total Information AM and described it perfectly. He said, Dick's Sporting Goods is where you buy your baseball mitt. Dick's House of Sport is where you can go to try it out. Like,
oh, that's
before
cool.
you buy it.
All right,
or,
so it's an activity sort of place.
Yes, it's you can, I think, use the sporting equipment and so forth, try it out, really get a feel for it. So that is That's good. So at least it will not
it'll be used.
It won't be a big, empty, vacant, depressing hole in the Galleria.
So I said that there are two in Massachusetts. That's mm-hmm. true. There's so near Boston, that's one of them. There's also one in Maryland mm-hmm. that is being replaced by a Dick's Sporting Goods. So it seems like this started on the East Coast. And I guess it's working its way this way. I imagine there are a bunch of Nordstrom's that are going away and being replaced by Dick's.
Well, that's what they tend to do. The Galleria makes me sad. So I was talking to... So I talk to people at the Galleria. And sometimes I stop by the Great American Cookie Company and I just ask how things are going.
Yeah, and at the Great American... As you're asking questions, I'm like, I don't know. I make... $11 an hour. I don't know anything.
I know, but I just feel like the Great American Cookie Company, I feel like they have their finger on the pulse of the mall world. And the last time I talked to someone, and I don't know who it was, they may not even work there anymore, and it was a long time ago. So again, I don't want to dox anybody. But they had some concerns about the mall. And recently Anthropologie, which is an upscale store. It's a staple of the Galleria. Anthropologie is very popular, and a lot of people would go to the Galleria specifically to go to Anthropologie. It's the only one in the state of Missouri. They moved. They have now gone to Plaza Frontenac. That made me sad. That made me sad because that's a big deal to lose that store. And what's also surprising about it, you know how Gap and Old Navy and Athleta are all the same company? It's all the same company.
Okay.
So Anthropologie, Free People, and Urban Outfitters are all the same company. It's all the same parent company. And the Galleria has all three. But now Anthropologie is moving to Plaza Frontenac, and it makes me afraid that Free People is then going to move to Plaza Frontenac.
Did you learn all of this from the girl working at Great American Cookie Company?
No, I didn't. I knew all of this.
Did you say,
I only get asked
I'll take that double chocolate chip with the cream in the middle, but also, you know more about the history of Urban Outfitters and...
Sean Malone can be all high and mighty at City Hall, but I'm getting my info from the Great American Cookie Company. At any rate, no, I just picked up on the vibes, but... So I'm glad it's not going to be a big vacant space, but I'm sad that they're losing Nordstrom. So they said they want to focus on Nordstrom Rack, which there is a Nordstrom Rack in the same area.
In Brentwood.
Yep, right by Whole Foods. Galleria's in Richmond Heights, and they're next door to each other.
There's also one close to Manchester 141
yep,
area.
Next to the Costco.
Yeah.
And then there is a Nordstrom in West County Mall.
Yeah.
So there is still a Nordstrom, but you know, Ranj... You know how you just kind of feel a little sad, like this is not quite moving in the right direction. That's how I feel. I don't want the Galleria.
I know what you mean.
I don't want it to be kitschy. I don't want the Galleria to be what Union Station used to be, where it's like, oh, here are some random stores. I want the Galleria to be I need to go here for something I rely on. A lot of people go to Nordstrom for nice clothes, for underpants, for shoes.
Well, you'd still be able to buy stuff at this Dick's Sporting Goods, right?
But you're not buying regular makeup.
I get
clothing
it.
Clothing items, that
I
type
get
of
it.
Thing.
But you still can in the rest of the mall. To me, I agree with you. I like the malls to sort of be what they are right now. Mm-hmm. But
normal
I will
stores.
Be satisfied with the place just being occupied. I don't need it necessarily to be a certain kind of thing. I just need there to be people there.
Are
I don't need it to be a big...
satisfied or less dissatisfied? I'm less dissatisfied, but I'm not satisfied. I just
okay,
feel like it's
that's
moving.
Fine. Yeah.
Do you remember the store in Union Station called Beatles for Sale?
No.
It was like all Beatles paraphernalia.
No.
Right. And then there was the Fudgery.
Like the band Beatles. I remember
yes.
the Fudgery because
yeah.
they were always singing.
And sure, Union Station is fun, but no one did this. Oh, and then I got to swing by Beatles for Sale and the Fudgery.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
No one said that. And that's what I don't want the Galleria to be, because people needed to go to the Galleria to make returns.
Yeah.
People needed to go to the Galleria to pick up underpants and makeup and whatever, and perfume, whatever it is you buy at Nordstrom. And I don't want the Galleria to turn into the Fudgery.
Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at ChrisAmyKMOX and vote in our poll of whether or not men should wear shorts or if it's okay to wear shorts. Mm-hmm. That's our question of the week. And also 100 Acts of Kindness in our partnership with Jerry mm-hmm. Kelly. Here's what we want you to do to be kind this week. We told you about it yesterday. We'll remind you. If you see a lemonade stand, stop by one and buy some lemonade from the kid, would you? Do that. We think it's a nice or Kool-Aid,
or
whatever
cookies.
They're selling.
Yep, whatever they're selling. Cookies, Kool-Aid, lemonade. Buy it from the kid and then leave us a voice message or send us a text and say, hey, Chris and Amy, you and Jerry Kelly Heating and Cooling and Electrical inspired me to buy a lemonade.
We believe that we are going to speak to Sean Malone, KMOX reporter, who is at City Hall right now. We're hoping to. He might be busy, but we're hoping to check in with him because the new Board of Police Commissioners has been appointed by the governor, and you might be on it. We'll talk to Sean Malone, hopefully, next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Now, Chris and Amy visit with the KMOX newsroom.
All right, so we had a development yesterday. We knew it was going to happen, that the governor of the state of Missouri, Mike Kehoe, in the state's takeover of the police department, has appointed a board of police commissioners. So on that story and more is Sean Malone from the KMOX newsroom, who joins us now. What's going on, Sean?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, we're doing okay. So let's talk about this board of commissioners, because Mayor Spencer is on it. There is Sonia Jenkins Gray, who was a
director of personnel,
and then there are business owners. There's the owner of Bartolino's and the owner of Maggie O'Brien's, and then Don Brown, the Chevy dealer. So these are the people who are on this board of commissioners. I suppose, how did we get to this, and how were these particular people selected, as far as you can tell?
Yeah, Governor Kehoe, like you guys mentioned, the very heavy emphasis on business people that were on this board, with really the one non-businessman, Sonia Jenkins Gray, a lot of her experience is on the human resources side, you know, and it kind of seems like if you were expecting major changes to come to the St. Louis City Police Department from this board, that wasn't the goal when Governor Kehoe was forming this board. In fact, going as far as essentially giving an endorsement to Chief Robert Tracy and saying the chief is the chief. This board is not here to change or to tell the police how to do their jobs, the department how to do their job, and kind of just leaving the policing to the police. And as he said, take the politics out of policing. So that seemed to be the goal with Governor Kehoe with building this board. I don't think he wanted to really put anyone in place that would kind of, as I said, shake things up quite a bit.
Yeah, and the board, it includes five governor appointees and St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer. And of the five appointees, it's four city residents and one non-voting commissioner who either lives in or owns property in the city. The non-voting member is Don Brown. He's the final non-voting member. And did the governor say specifically that he was looking for an emphasis on business owners?
He did a little bit. I'm trying to remember exactly what he said around that. But, I mean, you look at it plain as day. Clearly, business owners was something that they were trying to bring in to kind of, I don't want to say run the police department like a business. But, you know, the biggest task that he put on their shoulders is to help the department recruit and retain officers. You know, that's something that's been elusive for quite a while for Chief Tracy. You know, you look at the goals that when he first came on, you know, the crime numbers are showing that crime is down in the city. But, you know, in terms of the loss of attrition, as he keeps putting it, with losing more officers than they're able to recruit, it's kind of been stagnant and flat for a while at this point. They're not losing officers as quickly as they were prior, but they really aren't getting back those numbers back up to the force where they wanted to be. And that's where maybe the business angle on this can come in, is figuring out ways of, okay, you're businessmen, your job involves hiring people, you know, whether it's a salesman at your dealership or, you know, someone to manage the bar and restaurant that you own. At the end of the day, you run a business hiring people and keeping those people happy, your employees happy when they're working for you, is certainly part of it. So, you know, that's certainly, I'm sure, going to be something where the business experience for a lot of people on this board, and Sonia Jenkins Gray with her human resources experience, will certainly be a huge factor.
And it's interesting. So Brad Ortega, an entrepreneur and a business owner, he will serve a one-year term as a voting member. Sonia Jenkins-Gray, whom you just mentioned, former director of personnel for the city of St. Louis, clashed a bit with Mayor Tashara Jones, who did fire her. She is serving a two-year term. Edward McVeigh, owner and operator of Maggie O'Brien's, is serving a three-year term. Chris Saracino, owner of Bartolino's, is serving a four-year term. So these staggered term limits or terms for these different commissioners, is that just to facilitate turnover?
Yeah, I think it's to kind of spread out what turnover there can be. I imagine these people can be reappointed to their positions to stay on for another term. But it's so that way in a few years from now, you're not trying to, oh, wow, we got six months left with this current board. Let's see if all these people want to stay on. And, okay, now we got to find four people to join because, you know, four of the five commissioners other than the mayor are leaving. It seems to me deliberate to just kind of spread out that, okay, if someone wants to leave after 2 years, it's just one person that you have to replace, not three or four potentially.
So what has been from the Board of Aldermen? We know that Rasheen Aldridge wasn't 100% pleased with this. I imagine that not everybody is. We know there was the lawsuit filed by Megan Green ahead of time, and we don't know what the litigation is going to end up being. So what is the reaction to that and the pending litigation?
Yeah, I tried to ask Mayor Kara Spencer her thoughts on this board. She declined to comment at this time just because of how new it was. She only found out the makeup of the board herself yesterday. So she doesn't really want to weigh in on it yet because of how new and fresh it is. She wants to have a kind of get a chance, I guess, to get to know or meet these board members a little bit more thoroughly. But the really with the reaction that we've seen from the Board of Aldermen, you know, going into this appointment of the board members, I kind of wondered what it meant for the future of Robert Tracy as chief of the St. Louis City Police Department, because separate statements from both Mayor Kara Spencer and from Alderman Brett Narayan, who chairs the Public Safety Board for the city, for the Board of Aldermen, they both separately gave a vote of confidence to Chief Tracy with the appointment of Derek Winters, who's the transition director, saying that, you know, they hope he'll allow Chief Tracy to keep continuing the good job he's doing, somewhere along those lines. And it's when two people said that separately to me, it was kind of a flag that shot up of, okay, wait a minute. Like, you know, I understand Chief Tracy is the chief of police, but, you know, you guys are both separately kind of saying the same thing. You know, is there a chance that maybe this new board that's about to be formed could look to go in a different direction? That doesn't seem to be the case from, again, the makeup of the board, how it was built. There's not a lot of people with policing experience that could kind of sit there and say, well, I think you should be doing it this way, and trying to tell the chief and the department how to do things. And again, with Governor Kehoe, with his ringing endorsement again for Chief Tracy yesterday, it seemed to have at least that fleeting thought, if you will, of, okay, wait, could there be something here? Is there some fire to this smoke? No, it seems that Chief Tracy certainly seems to be safe with his job, from at least my understanding of how this board is made up, and Governor Kehoe once again endorsing Chief Tracy.
Okay, so then just in a nutshell, for someone listening then who says, okay, so the police chief, Tracy, will still be in charge of day-to-day operations and how things run. What exactly does the board do again? How would you answer them?
They're kind of the boss at the end of the day, you know, like in terms of who could fire the police chief and hire a new police chief. That's what this board does. They're there to work with the chief as well. But really, in terms of, like I said before, if you were expecting massive changes to come and the police department is going to overhaul its policies and procedures on how they do policing, and, you know, the Save Lives Now initiative, whether or not that's still going to be a thing that the city is doing with the rest of the region, that change doesn't certainly seem to be coming. It seems like this is going to be, I don't want to call it a hands-off board, but certainly not a board that's going to be micromanaging the police department, especially from a how they conduct their business standpoint. Now, the budget might be something else. I don't know exactly how that's going to work with, you know, between the city, this board of police commissioners, and the departments, how they figure out their budget. But that could be, I guess, where we might see some of the biggest changes, especially when it comes time to negotiating new contracts, a new union contract, and potential raises for officers.
Sean Malone, great reporting. Appreciate your reporting. We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
No problem, guys. Anytime.
That is Sean Malone from the KMOX newsroom. Doesn't it sort of sound like Sean was about to get backed over by a dump truck?
Exactly like that. Hey, apropos of absolutely nothing.
Which is my forte. Honestly, that should be, if you started a podcast, that's the name.
That's actually a great idea. Harambe did text. He said, I wish I could emoji to the text line. So did Amy like DeSantis because he is Meatball Ron and she is Meatball Amy? Well, first of all, I didn't know I was Meatball Amy until this weekend.
You're Meatball Amy.
I smell like meatballs. I think before the 2020 election race kind of ramped up.
Trying to run for president.
I basically said he did a good job after COVID and all of that. I don't think like I was in love with him or anything. I just thought he was going to be a better potential candidate. But now...
Meatball Ron's pretty good, though.
Meatball Ron, really I will say, I liked him more after he got the Meatball nickname.
So watching on YouTube, you can do that. You can comment like Gator, who says, great show today, Amy. And yes, you too, Ranj. That's not very nice.
I like Gator and Harambe.
They're both pretty great.
They get it.
Come back tomorrow. We'll do this whole thing again at 9 o'clock. We will be with you. And also, if you missed anything on the Odyssey app, the podcasts are available. At Chris Amy KMOX on Twitter, vote in our poll. Should men wear shorts? That's it. That's all we have.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.